All right, well, welcome back to Steelers Today. I'm your host, Eddie Provident. With me is our editor-in-chief and Steelers expert, Dale Lawley. We are at day four down on the south side, which is also the last day on the south side. The next time that you see this show, the next time that you see the Steelers, they will be at Heinz Field. Dale, what was really, day four was just kind of some walkthroughs and stuff. What's your take home for these 4 days? We obviously didn't see anyone in pads, but what's your take home?
Well, they made it through this whole thing without any major injuries. We saw J.C. Hasenauer go off on Saturday. He was back on the out there today, but he had a knee brace on. So, you know, the training camp battle at center might not really take place here if J.C. Hasenauer is out for multiple days here. We already knew that Kendrick Green was going to start the opener in the Hall of Fame game. This just gives him a more of an opening to continue to start. The other thing that we saw today was that Antoine Brooks left. Of course, he's in a battle with Arthur Millett at the slot corner position. I did talk to Terrell Austin today about you know what's going on at that position, and it's kind of like what I thought was going to be the case. They're looking at guys there right now because they know Cam Sutton can play the slot, but they need to find if one of those other guys gives them the better starting five, if you will. If so, then you'll see that guy in the slot. If not, then maybe Cam Sutton moves back into the slot, and it's, you know, Justin Lames or James Pierre on the outside. So they're still trying to figure all that kind of stuff out. So they're going to give, you know, Millett and Brooks ample opportunity to win that spot and show what they can do there. But Brooks going off today, nothing serious, but still, you know, you're missing valuable practice time. Doesn't help his cause.
Right. You brought up the center position and the injuries and everything. Trey Turner talked today, if we're going to keep it on the offensive line for a minute. And, you know, maybe if we can shift away from camp for a second. He was asked about Alan Faneca being another LSU guy. And here's what he had to say about that.
That's a living legend. It's a living legend. You know, I have nothing but a ton of respect for Mr. Faneca. I admire his game. I've been knowing about him since I got to LSU in 2011. Hopefully he comes to a couple games and I can just make him proud.
So Dale, do you think that there's any pressure on a guy like Trey Turner coming in, knowing that there's a former LSU guard that played for the Steelers, that it's going into the Hall of Fame, that he's going to be honored this week? Trey Turner's coming in with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. With this new deal, what's the outlook for 2021 for Trey Turner?
Well, here's the thing about Turner. When you look at it, and Mike Tomlin talked about this today, is that he's the veteran guy on that offensive line. So he's asked him to not only come into a new team, a new locker room, but to then also be the, you know, kind of the spokesman, the leader of that group. But that's a tough thing to do for a guy, no matter how many years you've been at this, you know, stepping into a new roster, learning all new guys here, and then also being expected, well, you're the veteran guy here, lead this group. So that's going to be a lot on Trey Turner's shoulders. We'll see how he handles that over the course of the season. But he is a veteran guy. He's, you know, a five-time Pro Bowl player. So, you know, the expectation is that I know that he didn't have as good a year last year with the Chargers. Nobody on the Chargers offensive line did have a good year last year. Let's see if he can regain that form this year.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. We're going to wrap things up from day four at Steelers training camp. I'm Eddie Provident. This is Dale Lawley. You're watching Steelers Today on DK Pittsburgh Sports. All right, well, welcome back to Steelers Today, day four on DK Pittsburgh Sports. I am your host, Eddie Provident. With me is our editor-in-chief and Steelers expert, Dale Lawley. Dale, looking forward to Tuesday, we know that Kevin Colbert's going to be speaking to the media. What are you expecting to hear from him?
Well, this will be the last time we hear from Kevin Colbert until next year's draft time. So this is always an interesting one. Typically, we do it in the dorms, in a dorm setting at St. Vincent College. So this will be a little bit different. But, you know, you might get some updates on contract statuses. Every once in a while, he'll drop some news like that in one of these things. Doesn't happen often, but he does sometimes, you know, drop that kind of information. And you get some information, the inside information, who's practice squad eligible, who isn't. Maybe some general overview things of the league and their roster. Maybe some spots where, hey, maybe they're still looking for another guy there. So it's always interesting to hear from Kevin Colbert, especially in this kind of setting.
Anything you're looking forward to, other than obviously seeing them in pads for the first time, anything you're looking forward to at Heinz Field?
Fans will be back, and they'll probably have more fans there than what they had for their games last year, so that'll be different. I want to see what that's like. And, of course, you know, when they get back in pads, that means backs on backers. And you saw them today prepping the running backs a little bit for that in some of the drills that they were doing. So getting those guys ready to handle backs on backers, always one of the big features of training camp, and I can't wait for that to happen.
Speaking of backers, the last thing I want to look for, and this is very minor, I think, in the grand scheme of things, but I'm interested to see it. With Devin Bush's, we'll call it off-season turmoil on social media, I want to see how Devin Bush is he's received by the fans. I know he posted some dumb videos. He did some, you know, said some dumb things, but I don't think it was anything that should be detrimental. I don't think it's anything that anyone should really put any stock into. But on social media, you know how things go. You say one dumb thing and it sticks with you forever. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens with Devin. But I'm excited to see him because he's healthy now. He looks good and he looks good without the pads on. So I'm really excited to see what he brings back to that linebacking core, because he was severely missed last season.
Yeah, and one thing we've seen from him is he's basically been out there every day.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, I asked Mike Tomlin today about Zach Banner. We saw Zach Banner running certainly running with the unit on the first day of camp. The last 3 days, he hasn't been out there. He's been working on the side. So not a setback, no setbacks for him, according to Mike Tomlin. We could see him back in pads then on Tuesday as well. So we'll see, when they get back out there, I'm going to be interested to see who's there, who's not, who's healthy, who's not, because oftentimes, you know, the best the best ability for a player is availability. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these guys that miss a significant time, it makes it tough on them to win a job.
Yep. Well, that about wraps up day 4 at Steelers training camp. The next time you see us, or whether it's myself or DK, you will be seeing us live from Heinz Field. So again, we thank you for watching. Hopefully we'll see you next week. This has been Steelers Today on DK Pittsburgh Sports. For Dale Lawley, I'm Eddie Provident. Take care. Have a good one.